On the eve of a state visit to Washington, French President Emmanuel Macron has issued stern advice to Donald Trump to resist waging too many wars on too many fronts. Mr. Trump is about to accord his highest personal honour to any world leader by hosting President Macron for 3 days. As Greg Jennett reports, the French president's a strong supporter of the US president, but not of his recent trade and foreign policy positions.
Donald Trump's hosted many a leader in the US Capitol over the last 15 months, but none so far has got the full pageantry of an official state visit. In fact, back in his campaign days, Mr. Trump was decidedly against them, especially if the Chinese were involved.
They're ripping us left and right. Just take them to McDonald's and go back to the negotiating table. Seriously, it's true.
With Emmanuel Macron, it's different. There's a favour to repay for the elaborate Bastille Day show the Trumps attended in Paris last year. The French president's got a reputation as a so-called Trump whisperer, and before his arrival in Washington, he sat with the Fox News network to explain why.
We have a very special relationship because both of us are probably the maverick of the systems, and we are not part of the classical political system.
If he can bend Donald Trump's will, President Macron hopes to. Before airstrikes around Damascus a week ago, he sought to convince Mr. Trump to remain militarily and diplomatically committed to the Middle East. He'll do it again this week.
I will be very blunt. The day we will have finished this war against ISIS, if we live definitely and totally, even from a political point of view, we will leave the floor to the Iranian regime, Bashar al-Assad and these guys. And they will prepare the new war. They will fuel the new terrorists.
The idea of the enduring ally will underscore Emmanuel Macron's visit, and it applies to trade too. As soon as he leaves Washington, Donald Trump's expected to clear up in early May who'll be hit and who's exempt from his heavy steel and aluminium tariffs. On that and on all things, Mr. Macron's advice is be careful how many fights you pick and with whom.
I just say, where are your priorities? You cannot make a trade war with your lie. I'm an easy guy. I'm very simple. I'm straightforward. It's too complicated. If you make war against everybody, you make trade war against China, trade war against Europe, war in Syria, war against Iran. Come on, it doesn't work.
This is Greg Jennett reporting for AM.